Mr. Gillingham brings us to agenda item number 16 pertaining to licensing requirements and license fees.
We have the distinction of introducing our new associates to Blue Paper.
Oh, please explain Blue Paper to them. Always a happy day.
What that means is what we sent you in your information packet, something's changed, so, or it wasn't available when it was done. My name is Louis Gillingham. I'm the director of Virginia Saltwater Fishing Tournament, co-director of with my compadre at VIMS of the Volunteer Angler Tagging Program. We do a lot of mail-outs. We also put together the regulation cards and mail them out to over 400 agents. That. This is a public hearing. I want to go through these proposed amendments to Chapter 4 of Act 20-1090 pertaining to license fees, update on license, and license fee provisions. What you'll see, if you haven't already, is it's really a bookcase.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thanks. I've been looking at that slide for so long, it looked like where I wanted to be. VMRC fishing licenses and fees are initially established by the legislature under Title 28.2. Our sister agency, the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fishery, establishes their freshwater fishing, hunting, and trapping licenses and fees initially under Title 29.1. Both agencies have the authority to increase fees, but they can't do it any more frequently than once every 3 years, and the increase is capped at $5, or the increase is tied to the consumer price index since the last increase, whichever is greater. We've got several combination licenses that we list, recreational combination licenses in 1090. The cost for combination licenses that include saltwater and freshwater privileges are determined by the sum of their parts. Chapter 4 of Act 20-1090-10 contains a listing of licenses and license fees established in 28.2, the BMRC code. But several combined recreational fishing licenses and fees are included since the saltwater portion of the monies go into the saltwater recreational development fund. What has changed? The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries freshwater license fees for resident and non-resident increased July 1st, 2013, and this increased the cost of the saltwater freshwater combined recreational fishing license. These fees are already being charged as of July 1st. Additionally, the legislature, with assistance from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, created another combined license, the Tidal Boat Sport Fishing License, in 2011. But that's contained in Title 29.1. We are also adding that to R 1090. The updates we're requesting, the individual combined sport fishing license, it's a year-long license. The resident fee goes from $30 to $39.50. The non-resident fee increases from $60.50 to $71. The five-day combined sport fishing license, resident increases $16 to $24, non-resident $26 to $31. The title boat license, it's only been 3 years, just barely since it was created by the legislature, hasn't changed. The cost for a resident is $126, non-resident $201. We've also added clarification of language of the agency to 4 of Act 20-1090-30, and you can find that change on the bottom of page 1 and the top of page 2. You and all our interested attendees here, in all transactions involving the sale of a VMRC commercial fishing license or recreational fishing license by a third-party agent, $1 of the total assessed license fee is retained by the third-party agent. Staff recommends the adoption of the updated license fees and licenses contained in Chapter 4 of Act 20-1090-30, and this can be found on page 6 of the blue-papered regulation. This proposal has been advertised in accordance with 28.2-209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing today. The attached public notice is part of the evaluation. Staff has received no public comment to date. Staff recommends the adoption of amendments to Chapter 4 of Act 20-1090 pertaining to licensing requirements and fees, to update the recreational license fees for the combined sport fishing license, the 5-day combined sport fishing license, and the tidal boat sport fishing license.
Let me make it very clear. We are not raising these license fees here. This is not an increase. We are not asking you to vote to raise any sort of license here. This is housekeeping. This is reflecting the raises of various license fees that were instituted by the Game Department so that what we're advertising is, in fact, the correct cost to the consumer. And Mr. Hull has a bit of wordsmithing here on the adjustment, the underlined section here that we would be adopting here, and all transactions involving the sale of a VMRC commercial fishing license, etc.
Right.
Mr. Hull, would you please do your wordsmithing?
Sure.
And explain it if you would.
I will. Thank you. Instead of saying $1 of the total assessed license fee is retained by the third-party agent, I would say that the fees listed below include a dollar agent fee, just to make clear that the dollar is separate in part from the license fee. So we're, again, trying to, as the Commissioner noted, trying to make it clear that we're not raising the prices of these licenses. We're just reflecting what the actual cost is.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Is there any questions here about staff or Mr. Hull? Dr. Neal.
This is a little question. Tile fish grouper permit, that's a $0 permit.
Right.
And when I finally got mine this year, after, which you can only get certain places, bugs the heck out of me, Joe, I asked the agent, what do you get for doing this? Because you know, I had to call him from home to come to me. He said nothing. So that's a license or a permit with no fee, but we have to register it. If we go to certain agents, are they going to get a dollar or
Done voluntarily by certain agents. I don't think all of our agents will do it. I know Long Bay Point's very good about it. In particular, I hate to drag their name out, but there are several agents that are familiar enough and comfortable doing it because your boat has to be registered already with the Game Department. Otherwise, you have to fill out additional paperwork. I misspoke. But there is no
fee involved, am I correct? Part of staying in business with an agent. So they handle a limited amount of permits. Probably only two places that handle that permit.
I know that because I don't live in Virginia Beach. I can't, Long Bay Point's out of my thing. But this saying that these agents get a dollar doesn't apply to that permit. It was a little question, but I just.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Neal. Any other questions from the Commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the matter is before the Commission.
Make the motion to approve staff recommendations to update the recreational license fees.
With wording as amended by Mr. Hull of the Office of Attorney General? That's the motion.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Haney, second by Mr. Zedra. Any discussion on the matter? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Gillingham.